you're very welcome back to the second hour of Tip Today. Keep those calls coming into us on 1800 938 007, and that's a free phone number. It won't cost you to make a call, and Emma will be chatting to you where that is concerned. Also, just to remind you, at the end of this hour, a little earlier than usual, we'll be talking gardening. And I'm looking forward to chatting to Frank Alley, particularly with the beautiful weather that we're having at the moment. So if you have a gardening query, will you get it into us, please, as soon as you can. 083 311 3311. Just before the break, I was speaking to Councillor Jamie Morris about the GAA and about that notion that under-12s shouldn't have competitive games. A lot of reaction to that. Let me just bring you some of what's in here. The GAA will be the only sport then, Fran, that will have no competition up to 12. More woke rubbish. Competitions prepare children for life, says one of our listeners. Another listener saying, Fran, what are people's views on special needs children on teams? We have a team where a special needs child is on the team. They're under 12, and the other kids are not happy because they feel that they're down a player because of this. Well, you see, isn't that part of the issue? And isn't that maybe part of the thinking behind of getting rid of the notion of competition? Because it might make, if you'll forgive the pun, an even playing field for everybody to enjoy the sports. Somebody else saying, Fran, this has gone on in the GAA for years. My son is 30. Same thing happened to him. He wasn't that bad a hurler. He used to cycle to training. He was left on the sideline. It wasn't long before he got fed up and he gave it up. And I can understand that, and I know for a fact of that happening to some people indeed. Your speaker, Fran, is way off the mark, and that's making reference to Councillor Jamie Morris. I encourage my two kids at home. One of them in particular was a great hurler. I never missed a match for either of them. In one of their cases, the same kids were always picked just because they were well-known and from well-known families. It's basically all about pull in the GAA. One of my kids was bullied by one of his teammates. I reported it, but nothing was done. My two kids have now left. Their teenagers at this point. My child that was good at hurling would love to have stayed, but with the treatment received from a minority of players and committee members, he just felt he had enough. So that's just a little of what's been coming into us. My next guest in studio is a young man from Tipperary, probably best known as a musician. James Kelly is with me. James, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fred.
It's lovely to see you. It's been a while and all of that. We may indeed get to talking about music a little later on. But first of all, we're going to talk about health issues, because you were born with a heart issue.
Yes.
And a most complex one. Will you tell us about that, James?
Yeah, so I was born, obviously, the doctors knew in 1992.
I'll just get you to come a little closer to that for me. Yeah.
Obviously, the doctors knew in 1992 when I was born that there was an issue wrong with my heart, and obviously they told Mam and Dad, and I suppose they needed to do something about it, but so they had to, I suppose, make a decision very quick.
Yes.
Because it was either life or death with me. So obviously I had to get a bit stronger, and so that they told Mam and Dad that the my two vessels going into my heart were done, switched the wrong way around, that I'd have to get the operation done. So I had to wait, and it was a little bit stronger. And so 11 months came by, I was a year old, and Mam and Dad said to the doctors, look, do the operation. Do you know what I mean?
And would you not have lived if that operation
There was a 10% chance of me surviving. A 90% chance of passing away.
That must have been a devastating year for your parents. Waiting.
And you know, it's surreal for them that I'm still here, and they know the story lingers on and lingers on. But do you know what? The doctors in Crumlin were absolutely fantastic.
It didn't quite go to plan, though, did it not?
No. So I had two operations.
Yes.
Over 2 days. So I was on the operating table for 8 hours the first day and 8 hours the second day. And coming off the bypass the second day, I got a stroke on my right hand side.
And tell me about the result of that. So, I mean, you were just over 1 year old at this point.
Yeah, I was just over 1 year old. Yeah. And what happened was, I suppose, I had no use of my right hand side. So I had very little use of my leg, and I had no use of my right arm. So, like, do you know what I mean? There was an awful lot of different ways I had to do things growing up.
Yes.
It was very funny, like, actually talking to Dad and Mam about, I used to shuffle around the floor.
Did you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was about three, and then I started walking and crawling and stuff like that. But it's a long road that never turns, and I've come the better of it.
And what about growing up like that then, you know? Because I often feel that if you're any way different as a child, you know, you're either picked on or there's a spotlight on you in some way. What was that like growing up?
I had very good friends. And,
did you?
And yeah, absolutely. Like, do you know what I mean? And still good friends. So they treated me like one of their own, even though I had no use in my right hand. Do you know what I mean? But I was treated as one of their own. And throughout the years, like, they've always treated me, if not like a handicap, because I didn't want to be one. Right.
And you didn't see it as
I didn't
that,
see
did
it.
You?
Like, okay. I know no different. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And tell me, I mean, sport, for example. I mean, you're from Loughmore, for God's sake. It's the home of hurling in the county. What was that like?
Yeah, I love hurling. Like, do you know what I mean? I played a little bit with Loughmore growing up, like under 12.
And how did you manage to
do managed, that? I just adapted my own way, and I used to practice against the wall at home. And, you know, there's always either a hurley or a ball or a football in your hand in Loughmore going down the village. Or, yes, yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
So you still managed to play games? And
Yeah. And I gave it up then at 14 because, do you know what I mean, there was more tougher boys on the pitch than me. So, yeah, but no, it was great. Yeah. A couple of years that I did do it, and I played for Loughmore School down through the years. And look, I loved it, absolutely.
Very good, yeah. And what about writing and stuff? I mean, are you left-handed?
We're all left-handed.
All left-handed, yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah, we're all left-handed.
Right. Which was lucky.
Which was lucky, yeah.
Of course, yeah. So it didn't harm you from schoolwork point of view?
Absolutely not, no. I wasn't great at schoolwork, but look, it was there and it was done very...
Yeah. And, I mean, I know you through music and percussion playing and baron playing and all of that. How important was the music to you, James?
Very important. You know, like, you know, music is everything and you can travel with it, and I suppose that's how I'm known more of than... anything else, you know, do a couple of gigs and stuff like that. But no, music is everything, and you find something in life, and I was lucky to find the music.
Yeah.
Because it's my outlet, it's what I love to do.
Right, and I mean, that's brought you everywhere and anywhere, hasn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's brought me across the seas, yeah. Travelled Ireland, do you know what I mean? Absolutely.
And you're continuing to do so, and it's great to see folk music and...
absolutely, yeah.
And live music coming back again and being
absolutely,
huge,
yeah, 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 especially with COVID and stuff like that. You know, we kind of were anticipating whether we're going to get back, and, you know, and when the country opened back up again and we got back playing, it was just, you know, it was heaven.
Yes,
because there was a couple of Saturday nights there. I was sitting at home. And I was like, "Oh, I should be out gigging." And I was sitting
because
at home.
It's your life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like, do you know what I mean? It's you meet so many people and so many different people, and you know, like, you go to a country pub or you go to a town pub, you'll always meet someone older than you that would have a great story to tell. And they're the best stories, I think.
I know, yeah. And there's that camaraderie among musicians as well. I mean, I have to say this, that the only people I'm really... I wouldn't be the most sociable of people, but the only people I'm really comfortable around are musicians. We're a strange gang, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah, Fred, absolutely. Yeah, I suppose, do you know what I mean? It's very funny, because when you go into a new pub or go into a venue you've played in down through the years, yes. Like, you go in, you bring in the gear, and you're setting it up, and you're very quiet, because you're in your zone.
Yes, yeah.
But I find, like, the very minute you get up on stage, you're a different gravy, like, do you know what I mean? You get up, and you just open up to this other world, and I suppose for me, because I'm a percussionist, it's the beat that gets the people, and the beat kicks in, you know, the place is hopping.
Of course it is. And
to
see the effect of that on an audience
is just
magical, isn't it? And the other point you were making off air, which I always find very amusing, is that, you know, you stand up in front of, like, hundreds of people and you play away and you have no problem with that. The moment you come in with a microphone one-to-one like this, it's very different.
Absolutely,
it,
yeah. I know, I just found it very strange, but... I suppose, when I know yourself, it's that be easier.
Of course, yeah. Tell me about what happened then, though, in Kappa, because this is a very important part of your story, isn't it?
So, I'll start from the start, okay? In 11 years ago, I got an operation on my leg, first of all, because I was walking on my toes because of the stroke.
The stroke, yes.
So I was walking 6 inches on my toes, and I didn't like the way I was walking, and I suppose people were kind of looking and, like, staring, and for me, I didn't want that, even though I don't mind telling my story to people, but I didn't want people staring, and people would, like, do you know what I mean, because there's there's something wrong with me. So I got an operation on my leg, on my right leg, to lengthen the bone and to take out a couple of tendons and put a bar in to put my heel on the floor.
Yes.
If you can imagine that. And that made me walk solid on the floor with my heel on the floor, because I gave 12, 13 years walking on my toes. So that was an incredible operation, and you know, Kappa were so good.
And did that mean then that you were able to, I mean, from an appearance point of view, then it looked like you were walking properly?
Yeah, perfectly. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So then what else?
So then 12 years ago, I got a wrist fusion because my hand deformed, because it wasn't getting used. Mm. My hand deformed. For all your listeners, it was like a driving rein. It was like a driver
mm.
because yes. it deformed. And the operation then came about, and I was told to have a think about it. And I wasn't as far as Junction 14. I said to ma'am, look, we're going to go get this operation. It was a huge operation because they had to chip the bone out and put a bar in and put,
God, that sounds painful, James.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that operation was done then 12 years ago. And then quite recently, I wasn't happy with my fingers. So I got finger fusion, and they took out a couple of the bones and they lengthened the fingers to let them come out. It's more so for circulation.
Okay.
And appearance.
Yes.
Because obviously people look at the top half of you when you're playing the baron or playing the drums or whatever. Mm, mm. And ever since I got that done, absolutely friend nobody. Maybe the very odd one would ask me, and not that I might tell him my story, but...
Right, but absolutely. It's made a huge difference
absolutely,
to you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And is it a case now, James, that when people meet you, that, it's not visual like it used to be.
No, no.
So the spotlight isn't on the disability in some way. Yeah.
No, absolutely not. No, the spotlight isn't on the disability.
So that has made a huge difference to your life, has
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, friend.
And tell me more about Kappa, because you were saying that it's a very special place. Is it the work they're doing there? Yeah,
Kappa is... You know, they work with me before I have to work with them, and I suppose that's a big thing for me, because you know it's busyness and stuff like that, and home life, and you know, and Grania, my surgeon, is one in a million. Like, she's incredible, and all her team.
Yeah.
But Kappa is just an incredible hospital. You know, you're up, you're in and out. Yeah. There's no missing. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I remember my last operation 2 years ago. I went up on the Friday morning. I was told to be there at 7:30 to be fasting. And you know, they were like, you're going to go into theatre at 10:30. And at 11:15, I was put asleep. And I was out and nearly ready to come home by 6 or 7 o'clock that evening. But I had to stay overnight and stuff like that because of make sure I was okay.
Isn't it incredible? Now, are you in pain as we speak?
No.
Is there any pain to this?
No pain.
But did you have pain over the years?
A little bit, I suppose, in my fingers, because they used to stiffen up, and I wasn't able to open them unless I was opening with my left hand.
Okay.
But then they twirl back in again because there's no movement with the muscles or anything like that.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Do you see young people in the position that you were in? Have you come across that in Kappa?
Absolutely, yeah.
Tell me about that. I mean, do you advise them? Do you get to talk to them?
Yes, Grania actually asked me there 2 weeks ago when I was up, but I come up for a day of explaining to people what the procedure would be, because they're obviously being young and being vulnerable, and I suppose they don't know what to do. But a couple of weeks I'm going up to Kappa and just giving them advice and talking them through the whole lot. And I'm absolutely thrilled to do it for them, because you know they have given me so much, and it's good to give back as well.
Of course it is. But is it emotional for you to see young kids in the position that you were in, and you see them maybe trying to come to terms with issues like the stroke and like...
Absolutely, friend. Yeah. No, it does. It does. It brings a tear to my eye, because, you know, in Kappa, like, you do the operation, then you're brought in to the CRC out in Clontarf. And, like, that's where all the, you know, exercise and they're trying to improve your...
That's rehabilitation.
Yeah, rehabilitation. Yeah. But, like, when you go out there, because that's where I go after in Kappa, and, like, you see them in wheelchairs and you see them walking a little bit funny. And for me, I'm so glad that I could get them operations done and have a talk. But yeah, I would, like, you know, it it gives me a shiver down my spine when I see it, like.
Do people, I'd love to know the answer to this, James. Do people treat you differently now that maybe, you know, the issue of the stroke is not as obvious? Do you notice that you're treated different, particularly people you're meeting for the first time? Is it a difference?
No, it doesn't, because people don't see it, friend. It's not like, do you know what I mean? It's mad, because mostly when you'd be walking into some premises or something like that, someone would have their right hand out to shake your hand, whereas I shake my left hand.
It's just
turned and it's automatically.
Yeah.
But then if I know someone very well, I put out my right hand and they shake it. And
yeah.
But no, not since I've got the operations on. Do you know what I mean? It's a life changing for me, I suppose. Because when you're going out, and whether it's on a hurling pitch or whether it's out gigging or going out with the friends or going out with the family or going out for a bit of dinner, do you know, I'm treated the same as everyone else.
Right.
And that's what I love about it. And
that's great. Well, one of the reasons you're on with us today is to just make it clear the fantastic work that's happening in CAPA with fantastic consultants.
Absolutely.
And stuff. And are they decent to you, you know? Because sometimes consultants can be aloof and they can, you know, do they interact with you and explain
Absolutely.
All the procedures and
yeah,
all of that?
Yeah. No, they're so nice and they're so helpful and so easy going. Like, you know, my last operation, like, as I said, I was in it at 7:30. And, like, because I had to fast, they came over every 20 minutes to check on me and make sure I was okay. And, you know, they're so easy going. And, like, you know, when you go down to theatre, they'd bring you down and, you know, the wheelchair's ready for you. Or if you can't walk, they'd wheel you down in the bed. Or they're so helpful. Do you know what I mean?
That's great. Well, I'm delighted to see you so well. And, of course, as we said, music is such an important... Are you doing anything local over the next few days? Is there anything we should know about?
Am I doing anything local?
Or are you off on your travels?
Oh, no travels, Fred. big holiday weekend, absolutely no.
Yeah.
Where are we?
You're like myself, you can't remember, I suppose, where
absolutely.
You are half the time. But look out for James, anyway, in a venue near you. It's great to see you, James,
good
and I'm
you,
delighted
man.
For you. Delighted for you, because you're a hell of a nice fella, and we wish you the very, very best indeed. We'll take a break. We're back with more. It's 10:26 right now.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.